From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Public health professionals persist in pushing vaccination as the best tool against COVID-19 and to bring an end to the pandemic. The medical officer of health for our region is one of them. Dr. Leanne Catton says among people over 5 years old in Porcupine Health Unit territory, 86.2% have been given a first dose and 78.7% a second jab.
Really incredible, just slightly below the provincial rates of 87.7 for first doses and 81.9 for second doses.
Catton refers to that as great news, although with room to improve. Students in Ontario will only be eligible for PCR testing if they develop COVID-19 symptoms while at school. The directive is part of new guidance from the province's Ministry of Health. Classes will no longer be dismissed as a cohort if there's a positive case, and schools won't routinely notify students if a classmate has the virus. If a student tests positive at school, they need to follow provincial isolation and testing guidelines. Internationally educated nurses are being recruited for help in hospitals and long-term care homes in Ontario. Health Minister Christine Elliott says more than 12,000 applicants are interested. They'll be sent where there are staffing shortages. Nursing students, as well as medical students, will also be able to participate. All the recruits will be paired with a registered healthcare provider beginning this week and begin to work in the next few weeks. Meanwhile, Elliott says the province is changing how it reports hospitalizations. It will differentiate between those admitted because of COVID-19 and those admitted for other reasons but who have tested positive for the virus. Finally, this afternoon, several pandemic-proof activities are being planned for the South Porcupine Winter Carnival on the Family Day weekend. Joanne Hager from the South Porcupine Pride Organization says the committee has decided that if nothing else happens, fireworks will. You can watch from the window, your porch, or car at one of several great vantage points.
There's lots of parking at Porcupine Mall and Northern College and down by the lake and up on Evans where the old city building used to be. There's great viewing opportunities from so many locations.
Money is still needed towards fireworks, and the committee is looking for ideas during a virtual meeting the night of January 24th. You can get a link to it by contacting Joanne Hager Parrott or going to the Winter Carnival Facebook page. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.